Broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Isaiah.
How are you?
I'm happy to be here.
You made your way through the slushy
snow. It's kind of that slurpy slushy, but I'm not too fond of your weather report, to tell you that.
You know, I don't make it. I just have to consult the crystal ball.
Yeah, well,
that is the National Weather Service.
Well, you got this, the slushy that we have now, and then we're going to pile some more snow on top of it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That becomes exciting.
I'm kind of tempted to go out and get like maple syrup or like some kind of, you know, blood orange syrup and mix it in, make a little snow cone. I don't know. Maybe avoid the yellow stuff.
You got too much time on your hands. You're doing that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. All right, well, we're running Tradio, which is our biso trade.
That's why we're here, isn't it? Kinda.
Is it? Yeah.
No, we're here to philosophize about things in general.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about signs, symbols, meanings.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the whole semiotics of it.
We can cover a few events, too.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. But this is our buy-sell trade program. I'm trying to get the number out.
They get that number out there. Is the 3808 working?
Well, we're going to try it.
Awesome.
So if you have something to buy, sell, trade, or there's an event coming up that you'd like to announce, you can call us at 907-772-3808. And if that doesn't work, which might happen, you can use our backup number, which is 907-531-8049. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
So now we play this waiting game.
Yeah. Well, I think I listened to Tradio on Friday. Seems like I wasn't here, so it couldn't have been Wednesday, that we had a caller that, you know, had to call a couple times, you know, because you weren't sure if they were on 3088, you weren't hearing them, but then eventually you got them.
I heard that too. But it's, I don't really know what's quite going on always.
Yeah, wasn't it you and Stuart on Friday? I'm not sure.
Yes, it was Stuart and I. Yeah, Stuart was in town. Well, I do have a couple announcements that at least I can give while we're waiting for some callers. There's the Petersburg Science Series tonight, so they have a host by Daniel Tucker. And that's titled The Value of Hedges, Living Infrastructure Past and Present. So that's this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the Public Library Community Room, which I'm excited about. In the UK, they talk about hedges a lot because they have all this farmland and there's not many wildlife corridors left. And so hedges provide that. And it's also where like all the mushrooms live that are essential for having nice crops.
Uh-huh. Hedges, huh?
Hedges. Well, I assume that's what it's about. Or maybe he's talking about hedgehogs. I don't know.
But we'll see. Hedges, there's not very many hedges in Petersburg.
No, I guess not. I mean, there's a big bramble bushes that you'll see.
What's the definition of a hedge? Is it like up on Fram Street? Or no, Joel, I don't know. Doug Cronin's house. That's a hedge, isn't it? He's got this cedar, whatever it is, surrounding his house. It's a beautiful hedge. It's the only one I think we really have. It's overgrown. It's almost like a fence.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a fence? Isn't a hedge?
I think it can be like a living. Yeah. You know, as the title of the talk is, living infrastructure.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go, Joe. Learn a thing or two.
I'll put that on my calendar.
see if you can visit into your busy calendar.
Yeah.
There's also a fraud prevention and awareness presentation that's tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And that event is hosted by First Bank's fraud specialist, as well as folks from Petersburg and Wrangell Insurance and Petersburg Properties. And there's also a Q&A with the Petersburg Police Department.
God, it gets better. Yeah. Between hedges and then frogs, what more does this community need?
Frogs?
Yeah.
Fraud.
Oh, I thought it was frogs.
No, Joe.
Turn this up a little bit, maybe.
It's fraud prevention, not frog prevention.
Oh, I was wondering why First Bank was a frog specialist. Yeah, that's better.
They keep them in-house.
Okay. So it's early for me.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I know it's hard to clock into work.
Yeah.
At the, you know, bright age of 29.
Hello out there.
Oh, yeah. We're like talking into the void, folks. Call in, let us know. I mean, who even knows if bingo is happening this Friday?
Oh.
I hope it is. Oh, I would love to hear from someone.
Joyce is probably holding back and waiting until some calls and chime in. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
So there's basketball this weekend.
Basketball this weekend. Homecoming.
Is it your granddaughter who's playing?
She plays in the senior girls. She's a senior. She plays on the girls team. Yep. So, mm-hmm. Do you have a schedule for this game yet?
We do have a schedule for the. I'm just going to run it off the top of my head because I haven't written it down yet. But so, I contacted the school and. I believe the boys play at 6 p.m. on Friday, mm-hmm. and the girls play at 7:30.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, there's a game at 4:30 p.m., which I believe is the girls' game at 4:30 p.m. And then following that at 7:30, after some homecoming business, is the boys' game.
Yeah. Okay. So there must be mixed in because they got senior appreciation. Maybe that's why it's starting so early.
I think that is why it's starting so early. I've not seen how this process plays out time-wise before.
Usually, if that's when they're going to do if that's when they do senior appreciation between the games also, you know, because that'll take up quite a bit of time if they do that, and then they do the homecoming court and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it takes some time.
Yeah, and so that'll be up at the high school gym. Folks can certainly drop by and see those games.
Last games of the year here.
Yeah. KFSK will also try and carry these broadcasts live if we can. And then, of course, they also get broadcast with James Valentine's coverage on NFHS.
Yeah.
So that's also a good way to see things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always, the Wrangell-Petersburg games are always just electric, so to speak.
Oh.
Electric.
Yeah. Oh.
Because we like each other, and it's just
is there like camaraderie? Like,
oh,
hey,
yeah,
we're
a lot
both.
Of it, a lot of it, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. No, there's. I mean, we're such close communities, you know, and they come out to end of the road. Hopefully, the weather's decent, and they boat across, charter, and then the buses go out to the Banana Point, pick them up.
Works well.
It works really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The girls had some excitement last weekend. Going up to Haynes.
Oh, I heard that there was someone got caught. Or, like, not caught, stuck. But, like, they got stuck. Yeah.
Well, the weather, it was blowing in Lynn Canal, like, 50 miles an hour.
What?
And they couldn't, they wouldn't let them, the ferry wouldn't go on the way back.
That's a scary marine forecast.
Yeah. Well, especially in Lynn Canal, it can kick up. It's like it's like an ocean. Well, it is an ocean. Okay.
What's all this water about?
Yeah, I know. It was pretty nasty. I haven't talked to my granddaughter how the ride was. I did ask her when they got there because they had a bumpy ride up because I listened to the games and watched them on NFHS. It was, I said, so was there any, like, green students? And she says, there was a little projectiles.
Oh.
Because, you know, they're not used to getting blah, 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 seasick like that.
Right. And on those big boats.
Yeah, well, it was a small ferry.
Was it the Hubbard?
It was the bigger ferry going up.
Oh,
and then
right.
What's the smaller one?
I think the Hubbard is a smaller one.
Okay, because that's why they wouldn't take it back on Monday. They just were a day late. They had to hang out in Canes for a while and check out the local fair. So.
Yeah. Well, we can speculate all we like, but I think we have a caller on line.
Yay.
Line one. I'm excited.
Me too.
First one of the day.
Yeah. Win a prize?
Well, don't know. All right, caller on line one. You are on the air.
I thought you guys were bored, so I would give you a call.
Well,
thank you, Joyce.
I knew you were holding out to kind of get out of the cup calls, Joyce. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yep.
We weren't bored. We're just, you're tired of us rambling.
It's Joyce, of course. Bingo this Friday at the Suns. Doors open at 5:30. The game starts at 6:30. We have the mobility chair is working, to my knowledge. And we have water and pop for a price. Candy and popcorn and coffee is free. And we have a good time. And this Friday, we're going to have hamburger soup.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I don't know what else is going to go with it at this time. But I thought I'd give you guys a call and let you know.
Good. Bingo, clipping along. Thanks for the call, Joyce.
Thanks, Joyce.
Okay, I'll talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. Oh, the sweet, sweet voice of Bingo. We got one.
Yeah, we hooked one, yeah. No, I knew she knew she was out there. She was kind of waiting, and then she figured we were bored.
Mm-hmm.
I said she probably got tired of us rambling.
Well, yeah, but actually I have something to add onto Tradio, which is something that I added, I think, last Friday, but I'll do it one more time and then I'll be done with it if no one has any. But I'm looking for some leather conditioner to, like, upkeep a leather jacket.
I think you brought that up before. You haven't found anything
like that. No, but I'm hoping people have some kicking around, preferably the kind that, like, doesn't stain the leather.
Yeah.
Just kind of moistens it up. All this rain, I think, tends to dry it out. So if anyone has any...
Rain?
Okay, rain and snow. I did read the forecast. It did say rain and snow.
There you go.
Yeah, but my number is 907-518-1288 if anyone has any leather conditioner. Fingers crossed, hopefully. I'd be willing to pay for it, of course.
Okay, mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
But some people might have a half a bottle laying around that their leather coat's not
available
anymore.
That'd be nice, too. I'm just trying to, like, avoid having to order something from very far away.
Yeah.
You know.
And then... not get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe, I guess people don't want to talk to us today.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what. Maybe something really busy is happening that we weren't invited to. It's entirely possible.
Why wouldn't they invite us?
I don't know.
You know,
probably because we would just talk the whole time.
No, the life of the party, and they're not going to invite us. So let's go back onto the weather. The weather. When it first started snowing, a couple days ago, whatever.
Yeah, that was.
Do you cross country ski?
So the first time I cross country skied was a few months ago.
Okay,
actually, it's thrill. It's not quite the high fructose corn syrup of downhill skiing, but it is enjoyable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was saying that a lot of people must have enjoyed that snow because it was just that fluffy stuff.
And I did see some people cross country skiing, kind of out by the reservoir. Probably last Sunday or something.
Yeah.
Or
it's a popular spot.
Yeah. So I think it's certainly doable. And even got some ice skating in when it was colder a while back, which was brilliant.
Oh,
it's just the wild ice skating is this whole world of winter fun that I had no idea existed.
Where'd you go skating?
Out by the beaver ponds.
Okay.
So out by 20 Mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they? They're fun on the beaver ponds. When I was your age, maybe. And we've been out skating out there too, but the beaver ponds, like up to you know, you could motor around there. It's kind of like a little river system. It's like you're not stuck to one little pond.
Yeah, no, totally. So, and it all links up.
And it all links up, exactly.
And that is super cool.
So Julie came strolling in here, and she's smiling. Oh, no. That's not a good sign.
Did we talk about the junior varsity team?
Of course we did.
Do you want to get on the mic?
I could. Did you mention it?
Well, I was going to.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that's what a caller was asking, is to make sure that you mention the JV teams, because they are our future.
It's
our future.
True, actually.
And we really want to cheer them on, and their games are earlier in the afternoon. And KFSK will not be airing the JV games, but we do, of course, do varsity.
Piggy and I talk, too, on the radio?
Yeah, let's all talk.
Yeah. No, hi, everyone. Somebody called and asked for the number of the person who wants their jacket waterproofed, if you agree that again, too, just so we're all talking.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Oh, the magic of Tradio.
Yes.
Oh,
but
the magic of
Tradio. Let's go back to JV.
Okay, so.
So the reason probably we didn't mention, because we didn't have the full PSA with times and everything.
It's right there.
Oh, you got it now?
I'm finding it right now.
He was looking for it. Okay. So we'll give you the JV times here in a moment, folks. Okay. I apologize. Yes.
Here it is.
It's all good. Yeah, it's awesome.
So on Friday, the boys' JV play at 3 o'clock, and then the girls' JV play at 4:30 p.m., and then on Saturday, the girls' team plays at 1:30 p.m., and then the boys' team play at 3 p.m. So those are the JV team times.
Okay. Yes, and they are our future.
They are our future, but we don't air those games. We just air varsity games, so you need to get up to the gym.
Yes.
And you'll want to anyway, because the pep band, and it's homecoming, people in costumes with blue faces.
I've heard that.
Earrings to buy to support the team. Beautiful earrings.
Yes, and they got... cake auction.
Dessert auction.
Dessert. Well, it's dessert or whatever else, baked goods. It's all kinds of stuff coming
there.
It was
amazing at the last game.
The whole table, it's going to be loaded because we've been asked by my granddaughter to bake something, and Lou's making some braided cardamom bread.
Oh,
that's always good. But yeah, it's a neat time, and I'm glad you bring up the JVs, Julie, because they are a future, and they do deserve to get some people in the stands too.
Exactly.
Because they really like it. You know, they're not used to, they're all quiet. You know, they practice and they play and they play and they play, and they don't get any people out there. But, you know, they would appreciate it if you guys come up and show up for some of their games.
Right. If you go to the JV game, you can get one of those great bleacher seats because they are all gone by the varsity game.
It's going to be full with Wrangell here today. It usually is. It's a full gym on Wrangell.
Yeah. I'll be able to hear it here from the radio station. Yeah. I'll be sitting the board.
She looks at me like with a scowl. Did you notice that?
I did.
It was just
I
a pointed you and me comment.
Yeah.
You've got to go watch your granddaughter
next year
play.
Anyway, maybe different scenario next year.
Yeah.
Because I won't have any.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
No horses.
You got to go and cheer on your family.
Well, yeah, it's just you don't get to see them. And I don't think I'll get to go to regionals, and that'll be her last games.
Can you tell me a little bit about senior recognition? That's at the end.
Okay. Oh, when is that?
That is at the very end on Saturday night after the boys' games.
Okay. That makes sense. I thought they were going to try to squeeze it all in between homecoming stuff and senior appreciation.
No.
No, senior appreciation is going to take probably about a good half hour or so, too. Yeah.
So
we'll be sitting there for a while. No, it's the band, cheer, varsity boys, varsity girls.
Okay.
You know, they'll recognize all of them, and they just...
There's worse things than honoring kids.
Yeah, and it's good, and the kids appreciate it. And then they get balloons and bags of goodies, and all their teammates, you know, are, you know...
And there's homecoming in between the girls' game and the boys' game, I think, is homecoming court, right?
That's what Isaiah said, yeah. That's why I was worried they were going to have it also. The time between the games was going to be huge if they had senior stuff.
They did that one year. Yeah. They're not doing it this year.
Frankly, I thought maybe even though it's their last game, that's Friday night, they should have had senior appreciation night to stretch it out, and then homecoming on Saturday the events. But the school opted to do it this way, which is fine. It's just going to put, you know, especially seniors' parents and all the ones that want to stick around there and sitting on those bleachers for
get there early, those bleacher seats.
You better bring a pillow, Joe.
I got those great bleacher seats.
Years ago, when I was having to go up there for the grandson and watch games, we bought bleacher seats.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
Ones with arms.
Oh, really? With arms? Does it have a cup holder?
You're not allowed to have that in the gymnasium.
Oh, right. Never mind.
You mean a popcorn.
That's your beach lounge chair.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Well, I'll let you get back to the radio.
Well, thanks.
We had a caller that wanted some acknowledgement.
And I'm glad you did that because I said the JV players appreciate having people in the stands yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of crossover JV players because there are actually some JV players play varsity also.
Oh,
so,
really?
Because they're kind of like in that freshman, sophomore, but they're good enough. But they don't want to give them that. They want to keep that JV experience because they want to get the playing time because they're not going to get a lot of playing time
right,
on varsity.
Course.
So they can play so much JV and then so many quarters of varsity also if they want to put them in there. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's pretty quiet on the phone lines. Should we do a rundown of, I guess, the two callers?
Oh, we got a second caller?
Well,
myself.
You
were the second caller.
I was online, too.
I got you. Well, Joyce called, and she is saying there is bingo this week. Again, the new opening time, if you were not aware, it opens at 5:30, the doors, and the bingo starts at 6:30 now. They're starting a little earlier, so people can get out of there a little earlier, so not, you know, having to, you know, there be to 10, 11 o'clock. So. Isaiah is looking for some leather conditioner.
Yeah, or like a, some way to like keep the leather supple and moist and maybe hopefully waterproof it if people have that. But my number is 907-518-1288.
Isaiah, is it double A?
There's two A's in it. It's okay, just throw
something
some vowels in there. It'll be fine.
Is it a leather conditioner?
Yeah.
And willing to pay top dollar.
yeah. Worth its weight in gold, for
sure. So, yeah, no, it should be good. It should be good, folks. And, I'll see you in the gym.
Yeah.
On my comfy chair.
Go Vikings.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a good game. We're Wrangell and Petersburg are very competitive, so they played some good games when they were over there for their homecoming. That's what we do. We switch homecomings. We go over there for their homecoming. They come over here for our homecoming. So,
yeah.
Again, a lot of, with all the teams, JV teams, parents, and everything, it is going to be packed. So,
yeah.
But it's fun.
It'll make for great radio, folks.
Yes, it will.
Just
it,
like this Tradio program did.
This Tradio always make for good radio.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joe, for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-867.